home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively here at Costas. I left my drink behind me, but I'm going to do that. You can see the bar behind us if you're here. We're in not really Sparrows Point. I consider that around the corner. I call this Dundalk down here. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I swear I have some scratch-offs here. I have my Magic 8-Ball. We are doing a cup of soup or bowl. This is our charity week, community week. Getting out in the community a little bit. It's early in the week here. We'll be getting all over town. But it'll be at Coco's on Wednesday. We're going to be Thursday at State Fair in Catonsville, and on Friday, Cooper's North, and of course on Tuesday at Fadley's downtown. I will have Magic 8-Ball scratch-offs in the Maryland Lottery for the lucky. And I'm feeling lucky here, 33 years into this, being able to bring folks back. Last year, I had some folks from Essex. And I know it's a long way to come across the bridge to Dundalk from Essex, you know. But the folks at St. John's Lutheran Church are doing great work over in Essex. And I worked last year with a food pantry and food service group there. This year we're going to talk about Ann's Toy Closet. Robin Emmerich is here. She reached me on Facebook. You Essex folks stick together down there, and it's a good community. And had a beautiful story last year about feeding people and people getting back to work and getting back, helping people in the community move from struggling to sustainable on their own. And I think that's for everybody. Robin, a pleasure to have you here. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, I know you're a Costas eater because I saw you in the over there eating. So are you an East Sider?
We are.
Where are you from originally?
We actually live in Essex. I've lived in Essex my whole life.
Your whole life. All right. So my dad came from Scranton, Pennsylvania, in 1943, to work at Martin Marietta. Married my mom at Mount Carmel in 1945, summer 45. They lived in Mars Estates, which is now redone at Joe's and Ann's Corner. And they moved to Taylor Avenue for a number of years in the late 40s, after they got married. And they bought their first home for $5,100. On Bank Street in Colgate, and my dad got a job at Westinghouse and then wound up at The Point in the 60s and did 30 years there. So Essex, when I was a little boy, people would ask me at Memorial Stadium in the 70s, where are you from? And I would say Essex. People shocked that I considered Dundalk my home. But Dundalk and Essex were always sort of the same kind of place. East Point Mall, I don't know that East Point Mall was considered Essex at one point. Highland Town, given a 21224 zip code. So Essex and Dundalk, we're the same thing, even though we fight over the
bridge.
And the plant itself, you know.
Correct.
But the odor's on both sides, so we take it equally. Tell everybody where St. John's Lutheran Church is and your involvement there.
Sure. St. John's Lutheran is at 518 Franklin Avenue. It is right two streets off of the main Eastern Boulevard. We've been there. We are very proud. We just celebrated 120 years.
Wow.
And that was just a few years ago. And we are a mission-driven organization. And we do a lot of community service work.
Well, let's go through it. Let's talk soup to nuts. You are an Essex person. You look to be about my age, so you've probably been doing this a couple of years now. There were the church 120 years. Give me the seed of your involvement, not just with the church and your beliefs, but just in giving back. I went to Our Lady of Fatima. I was confirmed, altar boy, all of that. There were always things for the old folks going on in the hall in the back. There was a bingo night. There was this. There was that. I didn't notice the poverty in my own community as a child. You're kind of it's hidden for many years, a shameful position to be in, to ask for help. But I think we all saw the plant close down here, and we all know that there are challenges in our community. I don't know at what point you became aware enough to roll your sleeves up and do something about it, Robin.
It's been like that for quite a while now. I can tell you, if my mom was still alive, she would just basically die if I mentioned, but we grew up poor. Our family of five, my mom had five children. She raised us by herself. But we were the richest people in the neighborhood. Everybody wanted to be at our house. Everybody, my mom was a fantastic cook, baker. And all the kids just always wanted to be
there. Now, where'd you grow up?
In the Essex area.
Where?
Right in the terrace, Eastern terrace on Crafton Road. We moved when we were, I was in sixth grade when we moved to Marlin Avenue.
Okay.
And it was devastating for the neighborhood when we moved, because we just moved. My mom said, we're moving, and we moved. And it was a blessing for us. We got a nice big single home that my mom bought. Single mom, worked
on
the railroad.
Did you go to Kenwood then?
I went to all five of us.
All right.
Yep, all five.
So you were on the Kenwood side of Marlin, or on the okay, on the Kenwood side, okay.
Yes.
Or as I would say, the Pizza John side would be the other side. So, because I know the difference, but you know, I grew up. You know, my uncle owned a salon, a ladies' salon in the early 70s, at what is now the 7-Eleven at Marlin and Eastern Avenue. And, you know, I bowl at Middlesex, and there was a library there. My first girlfriend lived on Homburg in Essex, and we would meet at the library there in Middlesex in the shopping center. I did my skate land. I met every girl at the skate land, and that was on the other side of mine. I was on the Pizza John side, where the A1 Crab Haven and Al Seafood and all these iconic, I mean, the Thunderbird, right? I mean, you know, these iconic places in Essex, Schultz's Crab House being another one of them. I think all these places are food. They're food. They're places I went to eat. Mm-hmm. And my Roma's, you know, Italian. I mentioned all these places that were walking distance for you as a girl. And all these places. And I think to myself, there was poverty there. And you got a church up the street. I mean, in the 70s, 80s. Give me, your mom left you this, your charity, correct?
Correct. So this, we just celebrated our 40th year. And my mom, because my mom was raising five children by herself, my mom basically made a deal with God. If God took care of her and her children, that she would give back. And she began Ann's Toy Closet 40 years ago.
So your mom is the founder of this.
Correct.
See, it takes me 15 minutes to get to the crux of the story here.
Yes.
So is Ann your mom?
Ann Brooks
all
is
right,
my mom.
There you go. Ann's Toy Closet. So let's go with this.
So
this is good.
First of all, she worked on the railroad. So my mom worked at Bayview Hump off of North Point Boulevard.
Okay.
And she was one of the few amount of women at the railroad then.
This is in the 70s?
Respected. Yeah.
There weren't a lot of women in the workforce. My mom was a homemaker, proudly. You know what I mean? Like, there were a lot of ladies in my... That's why we all turned out good.
Exactly.
We had two parents, and they loved us.
Yeah. So she was a single mom and just did the best. She was wonderful. But mom started this because she wanted to give back. It started as not just a toy giveaway, but it started as a clothing giveaway. People would donate items, household items, toys, you know, clothing.
Well, wintertime gloves and coats are always hand-me-down, right, in our neighborhood.
And she would, every month, she would open up and she would give it all away. Anybody needed anything, she would give it to them. So then my mom, sad to say, passed in April of 21 from a brain aneurysm. And I stepped up. I said, you know, I know.
Four years ago.
Yeah.
All right.
I knew eventually I would take this over. But when that hit, it was hard. And I thought, nope, I'm going to do this. So the amazing thing is that you don't know who's in need. And a lot of times people are, they don't want to share that they're having issues. They don't want you to know that, you know, I don't have Christmas for my family. I don't have money for food, things like that. So my mom developed this whole process where people would come at Christmas and they used to fill the church. Like, we would have people waiting all day long just at the chance of getting good used toys and brand new toys to be able to take home to their families. I mean, we've had several family members that would come in there and say, you know, without this, I wouldn't have Christmas. My family wouldn't have Christmas ever, nothing. And it really just really hit home with my mom, because so many years she struggled to provide us Christmas. So now,
and this is probably inspired by Toys for Tots and Santa work. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
at
yeah.
that point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's have our own Toys for Tots right here in Essex.
Correct.
Let's do this right in the neighborhood.
Right. So
where the kids here give the kids there, and families correct. Give them to families.
And then we thought more about, it's not just the mom and dad or the grandmoms or whoever the guardian is of the child. But then we also said, we need to think about allowing children to come and shop for their parents. So now every year, we are helping, this past year, December, We had our big time giveaway, and we helped 226 families.
What do you call that big day? What's the name of that day?
So it's just the giveaway day.
The giveaway day. The giveaway day.
And it's ran
this is in December.
It's in December. It's always the second Saturday of December. And we run from 9 a.m. till about 4:30 in the afternoon. We have 10 appointments every 15 minutes, and people filter through the church, meaning they shop in the used toy area first, then they go to the new toy area. So, but while they're shopping, their children are in what we call the church parlor, and they're shopping for their parents, their grandparents. So everything that we have is donated. All of the used toys are donated from great people in the community and different organizations we've aligned with. And then we do fundraisers to buy the new toys. So we have different places that we utilize that where we can go and purchase toys at deep discounts. So we're able to give these toys. Everything is given away free to families. But it's this past year, again, 226 families got Christmas, and then 292 children came through, got to shop for their families. Every child that left our church had a brand new hat, had a brand new scarf, brand new pair of gloves. We always make sure that we do that. And again, this all donated from people in the community.
Ann's Toy Closet. Robin Emmerich is here. She is from Essex. We let her come into Dundalk. We're here at Costas. It's all on behalf of our friends at the Maryland Lottery and Wise Markets. Big thanks to Wise Markets on an annual basis. They feed a lot of people. It's all for the Maryland Food Bank as well. We'll be doing this all week, telling these amazing stories of community here. I don't have to sing the Dundalk High alma mater here to get this one going. So how can people help? And this is... You get going all year long, April, and you must say at the church, I met the folks, there is an ongoing effort at this special church in Essex to be doing things to help men pick their lives up, people in the community, feeding community. There's a lot of things that go on at your church. You're a once a year, like, Super Bowl, right? Kind of, sort of.
Correct.
2 weeks before Christmas, you do this thing. You, I guess, year long, if it's, look, it's February, you got some toys to give away. You'll take them now, put them
Absolutely.
In the closet, and we'll bust them out second week of December, right?
No, that's not how we
No,
operate.
It's not
because it's so massive. You have to picture, our church is a pretty big church. The used toy area is the entire size of the basement of the church. So when I say we start now, we go through, the whole room is cleaned after the giveaway. We then begin to go through all the donations that have already come in. If they have batteries, the batteries are taken
out. So this,
tell
me, teddy bears, anything that's in your house right now that you want to give to a kid.
Correct.
Or a parent that a kid can pick out.
Correct.
Anything.
Correct.
Bottle of cologne you don't want. Anything you don't want.
Absolutely.
Anything in the house you don't want.
Correct.
All right, I like that.
Toys. Books. We also have, there's one person I really want to mention. His name is Norm Zimsky. This man is 92 years old. We call him the bike man. He has been getting bikes, and a lot of the bikes that he gets are from the Baltimore County Police Department. When a bike is left on the side of the road, they pick them up. Nobody claims them. Mr. Norm gets those. He refurbs the bikes. We usually get about 120 to 140 bicycles from him every
year.
And he's 92 years
old. That's a lot of bikes.
It's a lot of bikes.
Well, somebody better step up for that job. He's 92. When he goes, like your mom, we got to figure out somebody to be the bike captain.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But he is such a wonderful man, and he just gives and gives and gives, and he never asks anything in return. Nothing.
Maybe I should have been from Essex instead of Dundalk. I don't know. You know, I claim Dundalk's pretty good, though. We're here at Costas. Robin Emmerich is here. It is Ann's Toys Toy Closet. You can easily find these folks. They are out on Facebook. I found them last year. I'm finding them again this year. They're at St. John's of Essex, St. John's Lutheran Church of Essex. You can pop it right on up. It's got a beautiful... Is that the church there? It's beautiful stained glass.
Yes.
Look at that beautiful stained glass in that church there. You can find them at stjohnsofessex.org. So it has it right there in the name. And all sorts of things that you guys are doing here. You got Cub Scout troops going on. You have a dinner fundraiser on the 25th of February. February from 4 to 7. So all this information, the Bon Appetito, I can't even say it, I'm Italian. Bon Appetito, Tuesday, February 25th from 4 to 7. They're doing good work over at St. John's Lutheran Church and Ann's Toy Club. So you're... So how, the church is as big as this room, maybe? Like, there's a room bigger with the toys.
Much bigger.
Much bigger than this room.
Twice the size.
Twice the size of Costas. They're putting toys in, and then you just stack them all up.
Correct.
And then in December, it's boom.
Boom. And but
God, that feels good. And keeps you alive till December, doesn't it? Gives you something to look forward to. That's better than Christmas, I would say.
It does. We also, every now and then, when hardships occur in the community, whether families had a fire or they had a devastating loss, people reach out to us, reach out to our church, and we make sure that if the child's toys were gone, we replace those toys. We make sure that the child has toys, anything that the family needs.
Crisis calls.
Correct.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. Tell everybody a number. Just go to the website or Ann's Toy. How can they find you personally? Give me an email. Give me a way to find you.
Sure. They can actually reach out on my cell. I'm perfectly fine giving that information. My cell is 410-905-2435. They can text me. They can call me. It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, you're really local. You know, you don't even have like an Ann's Toy Closet. I'm going to get Mike Rosenfeld to figure something out so people can donate to you and make good things happen here in the community.
Awesome.
Well, we still got like 10 months to gather stuff here, right?
Correct.
All right. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's working on bikes. I'm going to work on books. That's what I need to do. I work on books. I got Megan McCorkle coming later this week. She has been working with the Enoch Pratt Library. She's going to be doing Live Baltimore. So I have book people. You got me, all you charity nice people got me thinking about how I can be nicer and what I got laying around that I can say, I'm not even using that thing. Let's give that to somebody that can use it, right?
Oh, correct.
Perfect.
Correct.
All right. Robin Emmerich is here. Ann's Toy Closet. Her mom was Ann, and they're down at St. John's Lutheran Church. All of it brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery and Wise Markets. We're here at Costas. We call it a cup of soup or a bowl. It sort of has turned into its own little thing where I'm talking to all kinds of people around the community about sustainability and food, people from other parts of the world stopping by here, and people from Essex making their way into Dundalk. We're here at Costas today. We'll be at Fadley's on Tuesday. Well, Wednesday, we're going to move the proceedings from one side of the city to the other. We'll be at Coco's on Wednesday. Thursday, we'll be at State Fair in Catonsville. Friday, we'll be at Cooper's North, all from noon until 5. Stop by, bring some canned goods, donate for the Maryland Food Bank and local food pantries, including food pantries like the one they have in Essex and Soup for the Soul that I had here in Dundalk a little earlier on. We'll be telling more stories. Catonsville Community Assistance, we're going to hear from them later on in the week. Just a lot of people doing good stuff out in the community. I am Nestor. My thanks to Robin and everybody here at Costas. We're going to come back, continue on with more stories of Baltimore glory. We call it a cup of Super Bowl week. It's people helping people, community and charity. Stay with us.